أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا. لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا. يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about some of the requests that were absurd from the kuffar of Makkah, the mushrikeen, the polytheists. And amongst them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرُجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا, beginning with ayah number 21, those who do not have hope or do not believe, لِقَاءَنَا, that they will meet us. What did they say? لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا الْمَلَائِكَ. Why does an angel not come down upon us? And the second, أَوْ نَرَى رَبَّنَا, or we see our Rabb, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates, قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَ مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُلُ اللَّهِ. They said that we will never bring iman until those angels that come down, the similar that come down to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, those angels come down. Hence, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this, and Allah Rabbul Izzat replies and responds in the next ayat. But before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also explains, Allah does an analysis, why they say such things and why they speak such things. لَقَدْ اِسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have become arrogant within themselves. They have thought themselves to be superior to everyone else. وَعَتَوْ عُتُوًا كَبِيرًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they have become extremely haughty. They have exceeded all bounds in haughtiness. They have forgotten Allah Rabbul Izzat. They have forgotten the bounties and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have forgotten Allah is the creator. They have forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has all the power and all the might. And that is why when they became arrogant against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they began to say such things. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's response to them is a realistic response, that they want to see the angels. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَرَوْنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. On that day, when they see the angels, لَا بُشْرَى يَوْمَ إِذٍ, then there will be no glad tidings on that day, لِلْمُجْرِمِينَ, for the wrongdoers. So there will definitely be a day that they are so eagerly, enthusiastically waiting for a day to come upon them, where they will see the malaika, they will see the angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says most certainly that day will come upon them. But when that day comes, then it will be in actual fact a very great disappointment for them. Because when they do see the angels, there will be absolutely no good word, there will be no glad tidings, there will be no good news that the angels will provide them and say to them. Now when is this day? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one speaks about the day of Qiyamah. That on the day of Qiyamah, when they see the angels that have been assigned to punish them, then on that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَقُولُونَ حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا. They will say, they had set up the barrier that becomes an impediment between us and them. In other words, we don't want these angels to come any closer to us. We don't want to see the angels. Some of the ulama have stated, at that time even the angels will say, حِجْرًا مَحْجُورًا, that now the barrier has been provided. And the barrier that has been provided is between you and the rahmat of Allah. You and the mercy of Allah. You and the ni'mas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is one aspect, that when they do want to see the angels, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them at the most appropriate time. Then also, when we look through the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the disbelievers, that at the time of their mouth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the angels. The angels that will take their ruh. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says also, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ فِي غَمَرَاتِ الْمَوْتِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ بَاسِطُوا أَيْدِيهِمْ أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that how you, when you see these mujrimeen, the disbelievers, that when the angels of death come and when they start extracting the ruh, فَيَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ, they will be hitting their backs and hitting their faces, and in that way they will have a very horrific sight of the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down. So here in these ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak about the audacious desire to see the angels, to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala responds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that there will be a time definitely when they see the angels. But on the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the believers, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. That when the angels come for the ruh of a person who said, رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ, our Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those angels will come with glad tidings. Glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glad tidings of Jannat, the glad tidings of no more grief, no more worry on the surface of this earth, and the glad tidings of all what Allah has prepared for an individual. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.